Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. Emotional, creative, and often comical. Welcome to another in-depth but out-of-the-ordinary look at what it's like to write. This is Writer's Block with Coin6 News anchor Jenny Hansen.
On this week's Writer's Block, we have Ana Gomez, who has a new book out called Moments Like This. She co-wrote it with a guy that you might know from the acting world, Chris Blaha. We're hoping he can join us, but for now, it's just Ana and I. And, you know, we're cool. We're fine. So, Ana, good morning. Good to see you.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And so a lot of people might know you by your pen name because you've written several other books under the name Christine Bray. But this was the first time you used your real name, Ana Gomez.
Yes. Yes.
And so tell me about this book. It's set in Hawaii. It sounds amazing. And you had a co-author. So how did this all come to be?
Yeah, so I mean, it is set in Hawaii, and I do have a co-author, Chris Blaha. It was really a weird and cute, funny story, actually. I had approached a friend of mine, Javier, who worked on the same board as I did last year. And I said, you know, I've been writing all these books, and now I want to write this one, you know, clean contemporary romance. I know these publishers that were trying to get into this, this kind of an imprint. And I you know, I'm wondering if, you know, he's from LA. So I said, if you know anyone from LA that would be willing to talk to me about, you know, transforming these books into script and kind of like trying to get them on film. And he said, oh, my neighbor, Christopher Blaha, is a Hallmark actor. And I see him sometimes walking down the street, while walking the dogs. I might just mention you if I see him. And so that was about 2 weeks later. He texts me and says, oh, I saw Chris playing football with his sons in this grassy area by the house. And so I mentioned you. And he just opened up or started his production company. So he is interested in talking to you. And so we set up a Zoom call, and I was like, you know, yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, he's not going to call me. I mean,
right.
This is like same old, same old. So he did call 2 days later, and we set up a Zoom call. And, you know, we started talking about, you know, the Christine Bray books. And he was like, the Christine Bray books are so deep and kind of angst ridden, like they're beautiful, but they're not really Hallmark material, you know. But then he started walking me through. But, you know, if we had some intellectual property IP that we could write together and sell, that would be easier for us to go, you know, and get it produced and approach people and whatnot. So, I said, well, as a matter of fact, I'm writing this series of books set in Hawaii. And, you know, we started talking. He was very transparent with me, telling me, you know, how the business worked. I mean, I have no idea about Hollywood and producing and all that. I mean, I'm a finance person, you know, working in Chicago. And so he said, oh, are you, you know, I would love to collaborate with you. And I said, oh, well, you know what, why don't we collaborate on this book? I'm writing a series of five books. And I found out that he worked in Oahu. So he was filming, I think he had a series named North Shore, and he lived in Oahu for a year. And so he knew everything about the islands. And then that was just the start of it. We talked probably a Monday or Tuesday. And by 3 days later, we had a collaboration agreement.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So
quickly.
Yeah. And so you were already writing that first book then?
I had started it. So yeah. I had the main character, Andy. I kind of had the plot written out. And the beauty of it is that he lived in Hawaii. And so he was really able to bring in the, you know, make it more vivid, bring in the vividness and the color of Hawaii, because he had experiences there that, you know, no travel book would be able to capture, or no research. And a funny thing is, the cute thing is that when we first met, we were wearing the same shirt. So we were like, okay, this was meant to be.
Like on Zoom, you were wearing this shirt?
Yes.
You were like random? Like, it was like a t-shirt, or what was it?
Yeah, it was like a striped blue and white kind of shirt. We still have the pictures that we posted on Instagram, but like, we were like, we were wearing the same shirt. We were like, this was meant to be.
Oh,
and so, You know, and I mean, it just happened. I'd never met him. So we were two strangers. And then it just so happened he was leaving for the UK to film Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to be in quarantine for two weeks. Let's just jam this book out. And so we did. We had a very disciplined way of doing it. Mm-hmm. We meet once a week, no matter what, on Zoom for an hour, 2 hours. And we just like talk ideas and go back and forth. And this is where we are.
Oh my gosh. So then it sounds like you did kind of the bulk of the writing, but then he had a lot of input and into how it all played out.
No, actually I didn't do the bulk of the writing. I had started it. I had the plot, I had the characters, but then he wanted to really write it. So we have this thing he calls chapter 10 is where I would write one and then he would respond and write another one and we would go back and forth. So no, it's actually a 50-50 collaboration all the way through.
What was that like for you? Just because, you know, you've always written your own books. What was that like, you know, actually writing? What was that process like, writing with someone else?
Right now it's the most satisfying experience. I think we're taking, Chris and I take it for granted that this always happens this way, but it was so seamless. But in the beginning, I have to tell you, I've never shared any of my writing except when it was ready to be edited. I don't have beta readers. Nobody reads my books. Nobody reads my writing. And so I felt very vulnerable. Like I avoided sending it to him. He kept asking like, can you send me what you've written? And I would be like, yeah, I will. And then I just ignored him.
Right? Well, because you don't want to hear like, oh, it's terrible. Never mind. You know?
Yeah. So yeah. And that's another funny story. And the day before he left for Europe, he said, I'm leaving and I have a long flight. It would be okay if you send me something, I can read it on the flight. And I was like, yeah, I will. And I really didn't pay attention to it. From the airport, he was texting me like, hey, are you going to send me something to read? And so I sent it right when he was boarding the plane, thinking he's not going to get to download it. I'm fine. And he read it on the plane and I was very nervous. And when he got to, you know, we got to London, he called right away and said, I loved it. And I would be so proud to put my name to this. And so it was great.
It was great. And so you mentioned that he is, you know, he's done a lot of Hallmark movies and the plot seems very, you know, kind of Hallmark-ish. So tell me about the plot and the characters involved.
So it's about a woman named Andy who's, high-powered executive in Chicago. And obviously she's devoted most of her life to her work and her priorities, so much so that she lost an engagement, lost her boyfriend, ended up in the hospital from exhaustion. She has a best friend named Apikilia, who actually lives in Hawaii. And Appy said, why don't you come to Hawaii and just try to relax, take a break, you know? And by the way, I own a coffee plantation. And by the way, it's not doing really well. Don't worry about it. Just come and take a break. And so she goes over to Hawaii and she meets the people in the coffee plantation. And then that starts kind of like the crux of the series. So she meets these wonderful plantation workers. She meets the head of the plantation. She meets people coming into the coffee shop. And that kind of those people that impact your life are who you're going to see in the next books. And obviously she meets a man named Warren who is from Oahu. And, you know, they make a deal. Let's not tell each other about our past. We've both got hangups, but I'm going to take you on these moments tours. So every Friday I'll pick you up, Warren says to her, and I'll take you on these tours of Oahu. And that's where, you know, Chris's contribution really shines through because they did things in Oahu that normal tourists won't do. It's like inside information, the streets, what he did diving and all that stuff, things that I wouldn't be able to pick up from a tourist book.
Right. So, great. How did you even, because I know you said you vacationed in Hawaii, how did you come up with this whole storyline? Is this something that had been bouncing around in your head for a while?
Actually, that's a good question because as Christine Bray, my books are a lot more edgy and angst filled and some endings aren't happy. Mm-hmm. And when I told my manager, my agent that I wanted to take a break from writing because my career was the trajectory at the same time was rising and I wanted to devote my time just
in the financial world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I became CFO. Of a global ad agency. I was now, you know, giving speeches on diversity and inclusion. It was a big deal to me. And I wanted to focus on that. And she said, come on, just one more. The world is looking for content. Why don't you write something for Hallmark? You just clean, contemporary, put your real name because it's going to be clean and just straightforward. And I laughed. I'm like, what? The guy wears plaid and they meet and then nothing? You know, I was making fun of it. And she's like, hey, how'd you know? She sent me this matrix that had all and I was like, are you serious? So I wanted to write something that was different. And I said, where can it be? Who can the characters be? And what should the business be? And nobody has written about a coffee plantation or, you know, how coffee plants grow and how, you know, how culturally, you know, embedded we are, whether we're from the States or from Hawaii, from wherever. So I'd had that in my mind. And, you know, when Chris joined the picture, I kind of had that idea. And who doesn't want to shoot in Hawaii? So I think it's beautiful.
Now you said, who doesn't want to shoot in Hawaii? Have you guys gotten that far down the road where this is going to be developed into something by his company? Or is it still in the, I know that that's, you know, something that can come up and then doesn't happen. But it sounds like there's more of an in this time.
Yeah, I think what Chris wanted to do, and I deferred to him a lot on the filming side because I had no clue and I trust his judgment, was see how the first book came out, did. You know, we're still number one and number one new release as of today because I check every day. And, you know, it's doing really well. So we've had two print runs. We've run out of books. He wanted that first because he felt like we had more to bring to the table. There are conversations going on. I don't think it's Hallmark. We've decided it's probably Netflix or a movie.
Ooh, more bigger reach, I would think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think they have both had issues that aren't Hallmarky, maybe.
Oh, yeah, there is a formula, right?
So I think that's what's happening. But we're well on the way to finishing our second book. And hopefully the next step would be to write the scripts. We want to write the scripts ourselves, too.
Yeah. And is it going to be the same characters throughout the series?
No, it's standalone. So yeah. I don't know if you read seriously, but most of the times, the way I know the book world is, people wait till the five books are done before they buy all five. Like they don't like.
It's like mentioning a Netflix show or something.
Yeah. So we wanted it to be standalone. So you will see recurring characters in every book, but you can mix the order. You can pick one up after the fourth one. You know, it's not going to be where you have to read it in order. It's so cool because this spine here. The five books, if you put them on top of each other, it'll actually have a design.
Yeah, it'll make it's like a pattern.
It's like a pattern here. So the next five books, if you stack them on top of each other.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, when is the second book probably coming now? Next year?
Valentine's Day next year.
Valentine's Day. Okay. All right. And how's everything else been going for you as far as, you know, just doing all this during the pandemic? I've been asking authors that if it's made them more productive, less productive. It sounds like you kept your other job while you're doing all this too.
Yeah. Well, I've been working from home since March last year. Wow. So that's helped a lot. But in terms of inspiration, it's been really tough. As a CFO, I manage a few agencies and I travel every other week. So, you know, I go to New York, I go abroad, I go to different states. And so those have been my inspiration writing. I write in airports, airport lounges, hotels, bathrooms. You know, that's where my thinking happens while people watching. And that's been cut.
Yeah, that's hard. So when you were just talking right now about being a CFO of a financial company, I was thinking, I don't know that you expect someone who's in the financial world to be this creative mind too. Do you hear that ever? I mean, you know, it's kind of a right brain, left brain thing. You've got it both going on.
I do, but I work for an ad agency. So there's creativity all around me.
Yeah.
And they've been very supportive because it's a creative agency. I mean, you know, nobody knew I was Christine Bray for about 3 years after.
Who you work with? Did no one?
Yeah.
Are there like sex scenes in your books or what were they?
Well, no. Well, there are I'm never graphic, but there are romantic scenes.
Right. I mean, is that why? I can see myself being like, oh, I don't want them to know.
Know what it was? You know, I walk into a meeting and I push policy and procedure, and I didn't want people to say, oh, like she writes like romance. Like I felt that there's a stigma.
Yeah.
There's a stigma against women romance writers. And a lot of the romance writers that I'm friends with do this full time. And I just felt so out of the industry because I had a full-time job.
Yeah.
And so what I tried to do was separate it. And then one day, my CEO saw an article in USA Today about one of my books that had hit the bestseller list. And he blasted it to the agency.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he was so proud.
That sounds like a plot for one of your books. I think you should make that a plot for a Hallmark book. I mean, that's pretty, I can't even imagine being like one of your coworkers going, what? That's what Anna's been up to. Oh, that's crazy. Well, in any other Christine Bray books down the line, or are you still kind of on a hiatus from?
I'm on a hiatus. I want to finish this series, but you're the first to know that I was finally convinced to write an autobiography on me, you know, being an immigrant and starting as a copy girl and being a CFO and all that. So, that might be something I'm going to get done by 2022.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. And before we had started the podcast, you were telling me from the Philippines, but it sounds like you kind of lived everywhere.
No, not really. I travel. We travel a lot.
You travel a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're now landed in the Midwest. So yeah. And maybe possibly some long stays in Hawaii while you turn your books into films.
Oh, we know we want to take our families there as soon as COVID is done.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I can't wait. Well, it was so good to talk to you. And I'm sorry that Chris couldn't join us. But
I'm really sorry. I'll find out what happened. But
oh, no. I'm sure maybe he's stuck on a film set. That's my working theory, even though maybe he's not filming anything. Yeah. Or maybe it was like a time difference. I don't know. Where is he in LA?
He's in LA.
Oh, and well, same time.
Yeah, he has been really busy.
Yeah.
Scripts and table reads and all that stuff. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate you joining us. And people can find this book anywhere, right? Amazon, yes. Barnes & Noble, anywhere they get their books.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Anna, thank you so much. It was great catching up with you and meeting you virtually.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hello, Coin 6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily 6. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's 6 biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or have The Daily 6 sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.